I'm a scientist, what? And you guys aren't.
We need Thundercats.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Steiny and Guru with you on 95.7 The Game. I'm trying to look something up.
You look perplexed.
I am perplexed. Let me see why, though. Oh, because I'm looking at the wrong year. Bob Melvin was extended on July 1st. Not even a month ago. Right? Not even a month ago, Melvin was extended, if I have that right.
Yep.
And at the time they lost three in a row.
I remember.
They'd lost six or seven.
Yeah.
They were 45 and 41. Now, what would make you feel better about Buster Posey if he fired Bob Melvin tomorrow, or he fired Bob Melvin a month after he said, you're going to be our manager for the next 2 years?
So run that by me again.
Which is worse, firing Bob Melvin right now or firing him a month after? Like, you really want to fire him a month after he's going to be the? No, I'm being serious.
I think they're dead.
So how would that make Buster Posey look? Buster, you fire Melvin? Why did you extend him a month ago?
But because to me, it felt like Buster was doing that from, I'm hearing the noise, but I got Bo Mills back. He's not going anywhere. And I think that contract was birthed out of Buster feeling confident that they were going to get back on the horse and make this thing interesting. And Steiny, August 1st is around the corner. The way this team is hemorrhaging, the way they are underperforming at the plate with just two hits again last night against the lowly Pirates, September feels like forever. They might be 10 under. I don't care if what you said is true. Buster could never envision coming back to the means to this degree. That's all. So I think that contract was birthed out of Buster feeling good.
Okay, so what should he do now? Right now, what should he do? Posey.
Try to see if you can pull a rabbit out of your hat by tomorrow and see if you could get another pitcher or a bat. I'm told now it's desolate on the farm in regard to what the Giants have down there, so you can't look down there. What do you have? Wizenhunt, we didn't talk about his start. He was okay, Steiny, and he got the start to me by default because of what, you know, the rotation being in flux, but I gotta believe he is mad as hell.
Who?
But every time Buster about this swoon, but hearing you, and you know, that's the beauty of sports talk radio. We don't know if you're right or wrong because we don't know how Buster's feeling. I gotta believe he is PO'd. I almost want to tell you and the fans, if he saw this coming, endeavors being as pedestrian as he's been, and the offense as a whole, and the defense floundering, and the like, maybe he holds on. He doesn't even make the deal. Like, Steiny, I think he made that deal thinking, now we're going to regress. I got a bopper, and we're going to take off.
Well, I think he made it because he looked at the team and said, this is not sustainable. We have no hitting. I got to get a bat in here.
I get
Let's
that,
go get
though.
A bat.
Okay. That was, and that constitute. I like that, if you're right. But who saw 13 and 25?
Well, like,
this Steiny, man.
I think here's the other thing.
Everybody's
When have you ever seen Buster Posey fuming? When have you ever seen Buster Posey mad? Like,
well, this is a different job. I get it. I hear you.
But he's the same general manager as he is a player. He's not going to overreact. He's just not. And I don't think he's fuming right now. I think he's like, man, you know, it's like, I think he's one of these guys who's like, you know what? We weren't as good as we thought we were when we were 41 and 29, and we're not as bad as we think we are right now after the last 38 games, and we're 13 and 25. And now here the trade deadline is. And you know what? I don't really like anything that's out there, so what are we going to do? Well, I know we can play better. And
that's a bit, okay.
Okay, so that's what you're going to do.
I believe I'm going to. Their payroll's like almost 180 million.
Well, it's going to be that way for a long time because
so do
they
you
have
think
three...
the ROI, this is what he thought when he brought in Devers
but
and
the
committed?
Guys who are making the money are the guys who aren't really producing. So Devers,
I want to throw Adamas out of there, but you're I'll
Devers,
give you the whole
Adamas
season.
And Chapman are the ones making most of the money. So their payroll is going to look pretty big the next 6 years, 5 years, as long as they keep those guys on the team.
I want to say something
to me,
you.
The bigger issue isn't are they underachieving? The bigger issue is, what if Devers, Adamas, and Chapman just aren't that good? Like, what
but
if
I don't believe that.
Okay,
I believe
that's
two of the
fine.
Three are
that's
Devers
fine. You don't
and
believe
Adamas,
it.
And Chapman is Chapman, Stoney,
okay, but they're not. Like, right they're now, not. They're not.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Okay, so.
So there should be hope then. Maybe today it starts.
Maybe.
But I've been doing that for almost a month now. Stoney, I want to ask you a question
just
about.
Like, teams go, like.
Well, this is, Stoney, this is.
You
got to admit, this is a metamorphosis real fast. This has happened real.
Two
hits last night at home? Two hits.
Dude, they haven't been hitting for a while.
So that's why I want to ask.
They weren't
how
hitting
good of a hitter was Pat Burrell, Stoney? I'm just
not
asking
great.
You his resume to be instructing major.
Well,
is that unfair?
Go ahead.
I just ask you.
I can't answer.
How
fire
can you be
him.
A vocal coach if you never sung
go fire
or hit
him.
A note? I'm just wondering.
Go fire him. I'm not arguing with that. You want to fire Pat Burrell? Fire
it
Pat
can't
Burrell.
Be all of these guys at once don't know how to swing it.
Okay, then fire
and
him.
And Devers is exhibit A. Since he's put on the orange and black, he's been whack. Like, make that make sense. Oh, it's the ballpark. But he plays road games. Like, just, oh, so you're telling me you're done with Chapman, Stoney? You can't
what do you
be.
Mean done, Goo? What do you mean done with Chapman? That's the point. You've got to live with Chapman, okay. Devers, and Adamas.
My
period.
Point.
End
exactly.
of story.
So I need to fertilize and get some better instruction, possibly, because
okay,
he ain't perfect. Going anywhere.
Okay. So
and I can't
so
just
Devers,
write it off that these dudes can't. And so, Adamas is on fire. We got to put that out there. The last month, he's been almost 400. He's figured something out. So we can't rob
so,
him.
So wait a minute.
The beginning
Adamas,
counts.
Adamas has figured something out under this staff. Why can't Devers? And I'm sorry. I am not blaming Pat Burrell for Chapman and Devers. What Devers didn't even... I bet you Devers can't even pick Burrell out of a police lineup. He didn't even know who the guy was when he got here.
Man.
And nobody cared because Devers had an OPS of 900. They got guys who are underperforming. If you want to blame it on Melvin, then fire Melvin.
But we blamed it on Kapler,
Stoney. I'm just telling you.
When does it stop?
Take it up with Buster Posey. Mm. You know what? This is what I can't stand. Oh, Buster Posey gets hired. Everybody loves him. Now we're back. We got it all. We got a guy at the head. Championships, order the rings. It's like, if you're saying that, you know who Buster, like, he's not, like, you hired Buster Posey. You didn't hire a guy who is going to fire managers left and right. You didn't hire a guy who's going to meddle into the, what do you want him filling out the lineup cards?
Man.
Like, that's what they're trying to get away from.
And as much as I just, again, the accountability thing for me, I will never let it go, Stoney. But the bottom line is I have said to you and Evan and the listeners, as much as whatever Melvin doesn't do for me on a personal basis, he's not out there in the box on Sunday night baseball with the bases loaded like Adamas and Chapman were and got mowed down.
I mean,
so there is I'm not all the way on it, taking the responsibility or the onus off of these players. But Stoney, something's infected. And we found out there was a Pessoy problem with Kapler. He got this team to the playoffs with Lesser. And I just want to know, where do we start searching for answers after you get Devers? You're 10 over and you're 13-25. And I just want to tell people, 38 games is a lot of baseball games. So that's a lot of time to be fueled.
It's not as many as 70 games when they were 41-29. And here's the other thing. You said something. I kind of glossed over it. And it was, it sounded great. But you actually said, I thought having Buster Posey walking around the stadium and involved in stuff would
inspire.
Would it?
Because I feel like they don't have a lot. Melvin doesn't do that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Was Posey an inspiring player?
I got to.
No,
I
he just, was. Stoddy, he wasn't. Goo.
Some guys lead by example. They don't have to rah-rah. Well,
how can you lead by example as a general manager?
Maybe you can.
My point is the idea that Buster Posey was going to help, like Ramos was going to be a better defensive left fielder because Posey was walking around the stadium. That's what I don't buy at all. Like Posey can't hit for these guys.
All right, I'll tell you where we differ. I hear you, man. And D-Lew says you're on fire talking to you. I don't agree. But Steiny, we're just going to disagree. But I feel like Buster has given Melvin enough for these not to be the results. This is out of control now. And now you're embarrassing your players are embarrassing you. And that's what I don't like. And he's still steady Freddy at the mic. He's fighting. He really loves the game. Bone mail, we're not asking about that. We're asking about these bonehead. Did he know the rule or not? And if he didn't, sit his ass down and have him to write a book report on the infield fly rule. Okay. This is becoming embarrassing, Steiny. They're two different
Shanahan
things.
Didn't know the overtime rules. What do you want? It happens. What I'm getting at is who leads your baseball department? Two of the calmest, poised, unemotional people that you could conjure in baseball. Your leaders are Buster Posey and Bob Melvin. They don't act the way you want them to act because it's not who they are. So I just think it's funny. Everybody's saying this team's not playing with any fire. Okay, well, that's the way we always knew Melvin was like that. And Posey never was emotional as a player. And from what I can tell, he's the exact same as a general manager.
So what do you think he thinks real quick, Steiny, when he sees Ramos? And he's one of my favorites, but this is a culture. This is a team. One of the most storied baseball teams, man. 10, 12, and 14. What do you think Buster Posey says to his wife or anybody when he watches Ramos do that bonehead play last night? Just, we'll use Rob Lowe about last night. Steiny, it's not just, go get him, Skipper.
You know what he would say?
I know he's probably got to be, what the hell is going on here?
He would say, hey, honey, you know baseball. When it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
We're not as bad as we have been the last 38, but honey, we weren't. We knew we weren't
going nowhere fast. Like, remember I saw you last before I took off. I'm like,
let me tell you.
What
let
if
me
they're
tell you,
two under? They're well, a couple days from that being true.
Here's what I remember. I remember him getting Devers, and me thinking, okay, they should make the playoffs.
No doubt.
Well, okay, that's top six. They're not out of that yet. Well, but you were the guy who said, who are the people saying they could win the division? Like, that's on you.
But you didn't throw rocks at me.
Yes, I did.
You said slow down, but you did it with a smile.
Goo.
Jim Bowden was on our airways, but don't say you don't care.
Goo.
He knows the game. I heard a different interview with him. He says change his tune. But I'm just saying, don't act like that parade was not legit of hope.
When you
just can't do that to me.
I'm going to be honest with you. The minute you say, after they get Devers, they can win the division. It's like, this is going to be a nightmare in the second half of the season because they're not going to beat out the Dodgers. With Devers, without him?
Okay, but 13-25, Steiny.
They're having a bad stretch.
Steiny!
What do you want them to do?
Play better, fundamentally sound baseball. That's all. You can lose 10 in a row. Don't embarrass yourself.
But
ball is dropping in the outfield. Speak on it.
When do you realize that they're like the ball's dropping in the outfield because their outfielders aren't great? Why?
Oh,
like,
man,
they're a terrible base running team. Like, get on Posey for that.
Or Melvin's the manager.
Well, he doesn't. Whose fault is it that they've attempted three steals in July? Whose fault is that? Is that Melvin's? They are slow. That's Posey. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Real quick, a nugget from your boy. Okay, no salary cap. We know Bryce Harper got into it with Manfred in baseball right now. Not much on the farm, if you want to keep it real for the Giants right now. You're almost at 200 in regard to the payroll. You've committed to three guys that I like, Steiny. So I guess in a perfect world, I won't rob the Giants of trying to turn this around or right the ship. But if we want to have an exercise and talk about how they fixed, I believe you said six holes, then they're going to keep spending. Buster's going to keep spending. Because exactly. That's the only way you can do it.
Right.
And but if you don't have the right instruction, right. You could have Rod Carew lineup.
Right. And if you have five holes in your lineup, you ain't winning. And that's why Buster Posey, I'm convinced, knows this was a 2 or 3 year rebuild.
I wish I could, man.
A 2 or 3 year rebuild. And the people that thought like it was going to turn around in one season, me for a while, we're idiots.
Did you question Buster since we're going there on the Verlander edition? I never expected anything. I'm asking you that. I really did. I thought he was done.
Then that was a terrible signing.
No doubt.
If you didn't expect anything.
I thought Verlander was done. But I thought maybe he could instruct the youngsters.
He
is.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's helped Webb and Ray.
Oh, yeah. He's helped
and
him.
Root.
Oh, yeah. He's helped him. He's helped those three, but he stuck it to Birdsong. Jesus in Oxnard. What's up, Jesus? How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, guys. I've been listening to you guys for quite a while.
Thanks.
And my assessment to this whole thing is that everybody kind of thought the Giants were going to be contenders, and they're not. They've got a lot of holes. Their bench is very, very weak. They got overpriced veterans that are not performing, like Lee. He's a Korean who has AAA credentials. Ramos, they can't sit him down because they don't got nobody else to replace him. So they're stuck with him, you know, for playing. They started off really good. I watched them from the very beginning, from spring training, and I watch them every night. I've seen where Flores was producing. He's not producing anymore.
He hasn't produced since Devers got here.
He's not hitting like he was. That atmosphere of them playing the way they were playing before, it's not there anymore. They got away from it. Another thing, too, and I don't know why they don't do that, they don't play small ball. Now, I don't know if they don't because they don't have the personnel, but they're going to have to start making some wholesale changes. Maybe get kind of creative, you know, stay away from the high price in a bidding market, you know, start doing some, you know what? If you got to sell some guys, you got to sell them, but you got to look for the chemistry. You got to build around a few ball players, and from there, you got the pitching. I got to give Farhan some credit. He went after pitchers, which is okay. Now they got the pitching, but they need to get some guys. They need to start filling some holes. They need a contact hitter. They don't got guys that can hit on situation. They don't have it. So they end up stranding ball players. They end up stranding runners on base. Every time I see pop-ups. Now, I don't know why they don't change the style of hitting, because the way they're swinging, they're doing a lot of uppercutting and trying to hit for the fences. That's not the way that ballpark is built. That ballpark is built for line drives down the alleys. You know, that's the kind of hitting that they should be doing. None of this, you know. You got your ball players who hit a lot of home runs. Yeah, you give them the opportunity to hit them out. Devers, maybe Adames and Chapman. But all the other guys should be doing line drives. You know, be a situational hitter and get the runs across because they're not producing.
Thanks, Jesus. Appreciate the
call. I'm going to put it, Steiny, it's been a couple of days. I'm going to put it right on the table early, brought to you by ADCO Pest Control. And I mean what I'm about to say. Evan and I chopped this up. You know, I'm looking at the Red Sox. They don't look like they're missing Devers. But you said something last segment, and I'm just throwing this out here because this could be a nightmare on Giant Street. You're assuming, and I'm with you, I'm on that bus, that this is not the real Ralphie Devers in a Giant uniform. He's not anything to worry about. But, Stein, if we get down the road and he doesn't figure this thing out and he's not that Boston Devers, then you got real problems.
Well, you got real, real problems if Chapman, Adames, and Devers aren't good. Like, they all need to be good.
And they've all had an opportunity to get a hit and win a game, And collectively, whoever, they just can't do it. We saw that before the break. It was the die. They just can't get that big hit. And that's why I just bring up Burrow.
Well, I think it's more than a big hit. I think it's hitting in general. And I'm not, listen, again, when they got Devers and they were 10 over, I was like, man.
Yes.
Right. But
what?
They got off to a good, like, why can't you just say they weren't as good as their record early in the season and okay. then say they're not as bad as they are now?
Okay, let's do this then. Because Leroy called in yesterday and he stands on this. I don't agree with him, and I'm not speaking for Evan. I believe we both didn't agree with him. He believes the Devers trade messed up the motion or whatever the moxie that the Giants had going on. I don't buy that because everybody, I believe, outside of Leroy would have made that deal. What bothers you more, Stoney? Because I'm asking myself the same question. The great start for the Giants and this regression since you added Devers. Like, it's Devers 13-25 through 38. And the lack of hitting from everybody since he's been here.
That's
more than the.
Doesn't that tell you that the 12 games over was a mirage? Doesn't it tell you that? Because they got a hitter. He happens not to be hitting when you got him, Devers. And all the other, look what happened to all the other guys. They've all kind of dropped. And that has nothing to do with Devers, I don't think. What it has to do with is they were overperforming in those games. And they were winning some games they shouldn't have won.
Yeah.
And when the Giants win games and they come back and Patrick Bailey hits an inside the park homer, it can really hide a lot of things. Wins like that can hide a lot of things. But again, they're in ninth place.
Numbers are numbers.
Well, I can't. Yeah, Stoney, you've been missing the crossover, and our guys are like at a loss, Willard and Dibbs. Like, what do?
You play it out. And that doesn't, and here's what I can't stand. When people say, or when people interpret playing it out with, well, they just give it so you don't care about the playoffs. No, it's not what I'm saying. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. Here's what you do. You hope your lineup hits better. Then you have Webb and Ray, okay? You got Verlander, who's pitching a little bit better. Roop's coming back. You need to get Birdsong right somehow in the second half.
I don't think we see him again.
Evan was talking about maybe he goes to the bullpen. Maybe in the second half you start to establish Wisenhunt. But that's about it.
How did the McCaffrey trade change the fortune of the Niners? Jimmy Butler for the regular season, and I know the Niners had success pre-McCaffrey, and then Jimmy Butler doing what he did to a hemorrhaging team that made Curry look like he was getting older, and Devers just it's crazy to think about.
Well, it has to do with, that's the way baseball is. One guy can't win it for you in baseball. One guy cannot turn it around for a team. He can help you win games, but like that's the only way I can explain that is baseball's different.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's a little shtick on your big shtick.